When we were young yeshiva boys way back in 65, we were known throughout the city as the bombs from the east side. In school we never studied, all we did was laugh and play, and no Rebbe ever lasted long, they all just ran away. Rebbe tried to teach us Torah each and every day. We just closed our eyes and ears to everything he'd say. And all we liked to do was sit and watch our TV sets. We'd talk about the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Mets. Well, the principal brought the new Rebbe in first day of the term. And he said to him, show discipline, be strong, tough, and firm. Don't think these youngsters run the school, he said with a big frown. And by the way, for the next few weeks, I'm going out of town. Well, this here Rebbe, he was strange, he never lost his cool. He kept right on teaching while we broke all the rules. Even though we hadn't learned a single thing all year, it was Pesach time already, and that Rebbe was still here. Rebbe tried to teach us Torah each and every day. We just closed our eyes and ears to everything he'd say. And all we liked to do was sit and watch our TV sets. We talked about the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Mets. Well, when Lag BaOmer came around, it was time for the big game. Against those boys from Brooklyn, we prayed it shouldn't rain. All nine of us got on the bus with our gloves and bat. Rebbe also came along in his jacket, tie, and hat. Right from the start, we all could see things weren't going right. Some big strong kid from Bensonhurst hit one out of sight. Just as things were looking up and the tide about to turn, our catcher went and broke his leg while sliding into third. It's a forfeit, cried the other team. You only got eight guys. No, we don't, a deep voice said, much to our surprise. And since I am their Rebbe, well, a fair thing it would seem. Let me be the ninth man on the team. Well, Rebbe went and picked up the bat and faced the pitcher with a smile. Knocked the cover off that ball and went about half a mile. He flew around the bases and he scored the winning run. And we danced and cheered until he said, now boys, you owe me one. Well, the next day in the classroom, no one moved and no one stirred. Rebbe started teaching, and his voice, it could be heard. We all said, hey, it's interesting, the man, he is no bore. The legendary East Side bums were gone forevermore. Rebbe used to teach us Torah each and every day. We opened up our eyes and ears to everything he'd say. And no more did we sit all day and watch our TV sets. We talk about Rashi and the Tosafos.